easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it. Because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but this string of record high temperatures is going to go on and on for several more days. Meanwhile, the rain prospects continue to be terrible as the drought continues to worsen. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day, upper 90s to near 100, record highs expected. That'll be the fifth day in a row. Rain chances just about as close to zero as you can get. Monday is the last day of September, upper 90s again, another record high. And in fact, I think we'll see record highs for the first 3 days of October, at least, maybe more. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I had the strangest thing happen the other morning. I don't sleep well. I get up 3 or 4 o'clock every morning. I decided to go to the shop around 5:30 or 6, and I was coming home about, 8 o'clock. Coming down the Atlanta Highway, and I always take a right turn there by that veterinarian complex, by this the big church, big Baptist church there. And instead of going my normal way, for some reason, I said, I think I'll turn down this road. I turned down. About halfway down, I look on the left, and somebody's throwing out an industrial blower. Like if you ever have a, say, your hot water heater explodes and your carpet gets soaked and you call these people to come clean up, it's one of the blowers they use. The sucker's like 18 inches in diameter. It's heavy. You set it down and it blows some serious air. One of those and a 3-drawer toolbox just sitting on the curb for the trash people to pick up. So call it a weakness. I stopped, picked them up. Toolbox works perfect. Blower works perfect. It's weird the stuff we throw out. We are so spoiled as a people. I honestly believe that you could, if you spent the time riding around picking up stuff people throw out, you could have a complete furnished house. You could have everything. That's, people throw everything away, man. Sinks, toilets, not that I would use someone else's toilet, but everything. Vacuum cleaners, hot water heaters, they throw stuff out.
I use other people's toilets. I mean, I can't always hold it till I get home.
Oh, sure. That's true.
I try not to sit on the ones on the side of the road, though.
That's a good point. Well, well, everyone's a comedian.
A commodian.
There you go. Well done. Well done. The veil is tearing. I'm still going through assimilating. I've got 1,800 and something pictures I have to go through that I've taken this week of the things in the trees and what I'm seeing. And I'm flipping, inverting the color, which I believe shows me what's really there. Keep in mind, we only see 3% of what's there. 3%. So 97% of what's in front of you, you can't see. Now, I personally think that when Adam, whatever happened in the garden, and we got demoted, part of the change that God put in us was a software change to prevent us from seeing everything in front of us. That's why we only see 3%. But what's about to happen with this veil tearing is going to be, it's a new paradigm, and people are going to freak out. It's going to be wild. So you better buckle up and get ready. And I think we have Bo on the line.
That'd be Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, my friends.
What's going on?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hanging in there, man. What about you?
Same. Hanging tough. I had an opportunity to talk to a family member in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight or this afternoon, that is, I guess he's retired from Intel.
Oh, the intelligence community?
No, Intel, you know.
Oh, the computer.
What's inside your computer, that organization.
Okay.
Yeah, he was high level. But anyway, he had a video that he showed the last time we met,
mm-hmm.
Which was for my father-in-law's funeral. But, anyway, the video, I don't know if I shared this with you before, but the video was a U-2 spy plane, and he was riding shotgun with a pilot on the runway in a Dodge, one of those souped-up Dodge Hellcats or
mm-hmm.
something, real
mm-hmm.
high performance.
Right.
And the way he told me it worked was the U-2 spy plane is so wide and so difficult to land and all, that they use a ground pilot to ride on the runway and kind of spot them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a NASCAR spotter, sure.
Right, exactly. So he got the opportunity to ride shotgun with the pilot, and I looked at him today and I said, that's not just for anyone, that's for someone with a high-level security clearance, right? And he kind of looked at me and goes, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I wanted to pick his brain, you know, because I'm pretty sure he's got a pretty, you know, pretty wide open brain as far as, you know, all this intel and computing and all this kind of stuff. And I like to pick people's brain.
Sure.
You know, probably like you do, Terry, sure. And the rest of us, Jason and Postman.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I started asking these questions. Now, you got to understand, they're very liberal-minded and, you know, all of them's wealthy, you know, out of your mind wealthy.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, I start asking these questions. I think the first one I asked was, what do you think about, where are we going with this AI thing? Where are we going with it?
Oh, you asked the big one first.
Yeah, but first, I believe I asked him first. I said, now, I believe it was Saudi Arabia that said, that made the announcement when Trump went for the visit, the first visit over there as president, that they would be the first nation to create a total AI city.
Wow.
And at first he disagreed. He goes, oh, no, no, no. And then I said, you didn't understand what I said, I don't think. He said, what was you saying, AI? I don't think he understood the AI, you know, right. Artificial yeah. intelligence. But the second time I asked him, he looked at me and goes, oh, yeah, they would be the first to do that. And I said, have you been keeping up with that to see how far along they are?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looked at me and he goes, well, no. And I said, well, you know, some of the big hitters said they would absolutely sign right up to be part of that project, which was Raytheon and some of the big, you know,
military-industrial complex people.
Exactly. So anyway, we went into a little more depth of that. I brought up quantum physics, and I brought up, and that kind of got his attention. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, that will be the vehicle for him to bring that in is quantum computing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he said, you know, for the computer to be self-aware.
Yep, that's the scary part.
Yeah. And so I went, you know, I kept picking and picking. And I said, well, you know, there was I think Stephen Hawking was an astrophysicist, wasn't he?
Yes.
I couldn't remember the field of expertise in physics he was in, but I think that was it, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes.
That's right.
And I said, you know, he is, in the scientific world, he is highly regarded, you know, as, you know, one of the highest level minds.
Yes.
And I said, that was one of his last warnings to the AI people.
Yep.
You know, we're going down a dark, dangerous path.
Yep.
With this AI.
He knew.
So anyway, we had that conversation, and then I asked him, I said, of course, we talked a little bit more about the AI thing.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, about, you know, I said, Bezos, once he bought Whole Foods, I said, one of his pet projects was to make a total AI Whole Food grocery.
Wow.
And he told me, he said, oh, well, he's already got that.
Huh.
And so I don't know where the prototype is at. I don't know, you know, but he never did tell me where it was at, but he did tell me he'd already had it.
Wow.
Total AI Whole Food somewhere.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, we talked a little bit about that, and Of course, they're not Trump fans, but I asked him, I said, do you have any idea? And the postman, you can chime in on this one if you have any idea. And if you do, I'd like to hear your take on it, or any of y'all's take on it, if you know anything. I said, what about when Trump was there with the Saudi Arabian leader, and they both put their hands on that orb? Do you know what that orb was? And he looked at me and he goes, no, I do not know what that was.
Hmm.
He did.
Postman?
He did.
What was it?
I don't know exactly what it is, or what it is, the reason why they put their hands on it, but it has something to do with the actual House of Saud, the actual house that the country's named after, you know. And going into detail about it is pretty difficult. It's got a lot of connections, you know, a lot of avenues, you know, to go down to actually talk about it. And I heard that it's used in ceremonies. For anybody or any country or any leader that is a valued ally, you know. So
have we had any more ceremonies like that that was televised worldwide that a president, a U.S. president, has done that actual thing on TV?
No, I hadn't seen it.
Or is that the only one you're aware of?
That's the only one I'm aware of.
I don't remember any other. But I also asked the in-law, I asked him, I said, okay, the AI, I said, to become self-aware, intelligent computers to become self-aware, and then they're going to put the computing in like cyborgs or robots. I said, once they become self-aware and they realize we're an inferior creature, I said, what's next? They're going to exterminate us.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that, Postman?
They've already got that.
They've already got the self-aware computers.
Yeah, don't be fooled. They already got them. And they've got some robotic animals, robotic humanoids. Some of them even made in the likeness of Iron Man. And don't be fooled. Do not be fooled.
Yeah, I figured they had the technology for years. They just hadn't brought it out and made it known.
Yeah, they're going to be used in hunters and trackers.
Yeah. What do you think? Have you discussed much about what you think the New Jerusalem is going to be? Because it's laid out in the Bible pretty clear that it's like, what is it, like 90 miles by 90 miles or something. It lays out the dimensions and everything. What is that going to be?
What do you mean, the city that's going to hover above Earth?
Yeah, the city, the New Jerusalem, yeah.
No, it's going to be 1,500 miles square.
Okay. I forgot the dimensions. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be 1,500.
What do you think that's going to be? How do you think that's going to be
done? It's going to be
a ship. It's going to come in as a vessel. It's going to come in as a cruise ship. It's not going to be constructed over Earth. It'll already be constructed. That's probably what they've already picked up. You know, coming in from the Southern Cross, from Cygnus, because they've already picked up something that's actually headed this way. You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know for sure. But
one more quick thing, and I'll let you go. The guy that does the prophecy, one of the prophecy guys, I can't remember his name right now. He said that when Trump makes the next deal with Israel, and I don't know, he didn't go into what it was. He said that will start the 7-year clock, and he said that's not far off.
Hmm.
And so I know y'all are a little bit over, but. I'm going to let y'all go on that note and say God bless you and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
That might be true.
All right, we got to hit a break, guys. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, it's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Thanks, Bo, for that information and that call. Bo has been with us for quite a while. He sends me a lot of really good stuff. Thank you so much for everything you've done, Bo. I really appreciate it. What do y'all want to talk about? I mean, I've got tons of stuff here, but...
Well, it wouldn't hurt to bring up Epstein again just to keep it relevant.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
It seems like every time somebody might have something to say about it...
Something happens.
From vaping or something.
Yes.
Know?
Well, we all remember Pizzagate. Of course, hosts on this very network have said that was all fake news. No, it wasn't. Pedophilia runs so rampant and so deep in D.C. All you have to do is Google the number of missing children. There are more missing children in the District of Columbia than there are in the state of Texas. Now, keep in mind the District of Columbia is how much smaller than Texas? 1,000 times smaller, if not more?
More than that. Probably.
Why do all of these kids keep missing in D.C.? Well, because they're being used for sex.
Apparently, Ohio is a really big sex trafficking or human trafficking hub.
Yep.
Nebraska's one, too, that you wouldn't think.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's so remote. I mean, it's Nebraska, southern Nebraska is southwest Nebraska is so remote. Until when they actually drew the counties out, some of them are completely square.
I mean, you got that much to play with.
It's amazing. Wow. You know the way they're stacked. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they just drew it out in a grid.
You know, a lot of it, and I may be wrong here. A lot of it may have to do with states that really don't have a whole lot going on, where kids are bored and there's just really nothing there. These kids are the ones that reach out, that are easier, I would think, to exploit online and other things like that. They're more gullible, and they're all looking for something. And that's where these sick people take advantage of them. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But I'm trying to look up missing children by state.
Well, they actually get those, too, in those remote areas, you know, because they figure they're getting the gym. You know what I mean by,
yes.
by say, a gym.
Yes. Well, plus, there's less law enforcement to fool with, you know?
Right. Yeah, they're less likely to be untouched.
Yeah, and that's sick,
most
but that's
likely
how they
to be,
work.
You know.
Yeah. You know, and people, if you think this stuff we're talking about with pedophilia in D.C. is crazy, do a little research. Actually, on the front page of the, was it New York? I forget which one. There were several of the bigger newspapers. Back when Reagan was in office, they were caught bringing male prostitute children into the White House. That's Bush. It wasn't Reagan. It was Bush that was doing all that. You know, Bush was jonesing to get into the reign of power. He wanted to be in control. I cannot stand the Bushes. They're evil, in my opinion. And, you know, everybody's got an opinion. Well, the Bushes, in my opinion, are evil. I think W was a dolt. And I think his grandfather was one of the ones who tried to overthrow the country back in 1933. And that's a fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. Prescott. It's also believed that Prescott was a hardened Nazi. And it gets into the Bush's real surname as being Scherf, S-C-H-E-R-F. They were Nazis. So much stuff going on under the scene. There's so much out there you really don't know what to believe. I'll just leave it at the Bushes are evil. That's really all you need to know is they are evil. Gosh, so much stuff to talk about. Let's see. I talked about that already. I'll tell you what. Let's do some need to know. 272-9228. If anybody wants to give us a call here in the Blue Dell building. What is this? Inventor of cloud seeding. Weather weapons of war. Created weather weapons of war. Yeah, they are controlling the weather, just in case you didn't know that. While everyone's busy arguing that control over weather doesn't exist or that those who claim it does are crazy, conspiratorial nut jobs, actual history reveals that it not only exists but was developed for an ulterior motive. This video provides an interesting bit on GE's Irving Langmuir, his ties to the brothers Von Gut, and the military's attempt at destroying the enemies with wicked, wicked weather. In the sources shown in the video, Irving Langmuir and others admit to A, steering hurricanes, B, causing a 1947 and 1948 hurricane to change course, resulting in the coastal destruction of American cities that would not have been hit otherwise by hurricanes, seeding clouds, changing snow, ice, and rain patterns, creating the conditions for floods in the early 50s, which caused destruction and property damage throughout the Midwest, Galveston, Texas especially. And lastly, seeding clouds in New Mexico that either denied rain to the eastern coast of the U.S. or overwhelmed other areas with too much rain. Wow. There's actually an article in here from a newspaper. So, yeah, we've been controlling the weather for quite a while, folks. And also, if you go back and look at the Eastland, E-A-S-T-L-U-N-D, patent, that's where HARP came from, was the Eastland patent, which basically uses an inside-out microwave oven to fire off electromagnetic frequencies into the metal particulates they drop from the airplanes, a.k.a. chemtrails, so they can heat up the clouds and move the fronts wherever they want to move them. Yeah. It's not a conspiracy. It's real.
Those particulates used to be a lot bigger than that. I mean, I don't know if you remember, you know, when you were a kid. I remember when I was a kid. Because when I used to drop those particulates, you know, from the the planes, we used to find them in the wintertime. You know, we'd be hunting, you know, in the woods.
What were they?
They were aluminum shavings.
Okay, yeah, like chaff.
Yeah, yeah. We used to find them. We used to find them in the woods.
Huh. I did not know that.
And we used to say, well, they dropped those from those come from an airplane, and we had no idea what the reason for them was.
Yeah.
I was going to also mention the Michio Kaku. He appeared on a segment on CBS in 2013, talking about the. Shooting the however many thousand watt laser into the atmosphere to manipulate the atmosphere.
Wow, they let him say that on national news?
That was in 2013. Yeah, it was, he says we're shooting trillion watt lasers into the sky.
Wow.
So that was in 2013. I'm sure they're doing much more than that now. But
oh, yeah, everything ratchets up. Well, you know, ask yourself why this preoccupation with doing all these terrible things and trying to destroy this planet. It goes back to prophecy. It goes back to the Bible. All right, Postman, I know you're about to say something, but hang on. Let's hit this quick break, and we'll get into this when we get back. This is Clear in the Air, 272-9228.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Son Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
The biggest threat to law enforcement? It's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEAH, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but this string of record-high temperatures is going to go on and on for several more days. Meanwhile, the rain prospects continue to be terrible as the drought continues to worsen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day. Upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected. That'll be the fifth day in a row. Rain chances just about as close to zero as you can get. Monday is the last day of September. Upper 90s again, another record high. And in fact, I think we'll see record highs for the first 3 days of October, at least, maybe more. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. 272-9228 is number here in the Blue Dell Building. TruthStream Media, which is an excellent site by Melissa Dykes and her husband, whose name I can't ever remember, Aaron Dykes. They have an article on Bill Gates entitled, "Did Bill Gates Know His Polio Vaccination Push Would Paralyze Children?" Well, at least he certainly ought to have known that oral polio vaccines were discontinued here in America due to their known contribution to vaccine-derived paralysis. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation created the GAVI Alliance to push vaccinations on the poorest parts of the developing world, we're talking Africa here, in the name of, quote, saving lives and stopping disease. I hope you know by now, if you've listened to this program, that Bill and Melinda Gates are globalists. They're evil. They are into sterilizing the people of color. If you have brown skin, they're out to kill you or basically stop your reproduction. That's what they're up to. In particular, Bill Gates expects to take credit for wiping out polio worldwide by making it one of his primary issues, but at what cost? In April 2012, I reported on a disturbing claim in the Indian medical press that some 47,500 children had been paralyzed as a direct result of the polio vaccination campaign that has swept through their populous country. Now, India's National Polio Surveillance Project found that a sharp rise in the cases of non-polio paralysis correlated with areas where doses of oral polio vaccine were also increased. Worse, children afflicted with polio vaccine-derived non-polio paralysis, say that two times twice, were at more than twice the risk of dying than those with wild polio infection, according to Indian officials. Bill Gates has publicly denied that his vaccination campaign harmed anyone after being confronted by TruthStream Media's Melissa Melton. Back in June 2013, a 10-month-old baby in India made headlines after the infant was paralyzed from receiving a polio vaccine, all while Bollywood celebrities, reportedly hired by the Gates Foundation, were used to urge the public to accept the vaccinations. These people are despicable, folks. There's a video, I've actually played it on here, but you really have to see it to get the full gist of it. I think it's a TED Talk where they're talking to him and they have some numbers up on the board behind him. And it's a formula. And he's talking about how the planet's going to have to decrease the population because when your population increases, the amount of resources needed to feed that population increases exponentially. So he says, if we do a real good job with vaccines and reproductive health, we can lower that number. And the number he's talking about is the population. See, they're all hell-bent, no pun intended, on decreasing the population of this planet. They have been since the 30s and 40s. Now, why? If you're a Christian, if you believe Scripture, where it says God tells us to reproduce, multiply, do you really think he would put us on a planet that can't sustain what he tells us to do? I don't believe that at all. I believe we have the technology to take care of all these people. But apparently we're not going to, because they want to kill everybody off. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry. What's going on, man?
Just listening to all y'all talking about tonight. I read an article about one of the priests that's doing exorcism saying that, they're getting a lot more worse or something like that.
Well, we know that they've increased, I think they, 500,000 more exorcists that they, yeah.
Huh. So it sounds like something going on.
Yes, I believe the veil is tearing and whatever's coming is here, in my opinion.
Yeah, some of those entities don't have a body, and they've some of those entities don't have a body, and they've got to have a vehicle to cause mayhem in, So they're going to inhabit whom they whom they're invited in by, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I guess you can invite them in unwillingly if you don't know some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do it unknowingly, too. Just by as simple as a Ouija board, saying certain words and phrases. I mean, people just don't know,
Yeah.
It's just... sigils. Yeah, and it's certain things, certain signs, sigils, certain words and phrases, and certain... I mean, something as simple as... Well, I won't call it simple, but just playing certain games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And music.
Oh, music, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, music, definitely, yes. Because that's, oh, my goodness, yes, for sure. Huh.
Well, yeah, the young kids really need to know something about that.
Yes, they do.
People talk about the tarot cards and all that stuff and the, you always hear about the Ouija boards, playing with the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and most people say that Harry Potter isn't evil.
Harvey Potter.
But, they talk about, dark magic on that, and that's what they teach in that college or whatever it is, they're going to, or that school, and teach them how to do it, teach them how to cast spells, how to use a wand, And just one instant, a witch's wand is made out of Hollywood, like holly, a holly tree, and that's why Hollywood is called Hollywood.
that makes perfect sense. Ah, soul.
Yeah.
Ah, soul.
A lot of things start falling into place when you understand it.
Exactly. Right. When you look for it, but you got to want to know it. And nobody seems to want to know it.
That's true, too.
Blows my mind, man. People don't want to know. Mm. They want to remain willfully ignorant. Well, it doesn't work that way. God doesn't take that as an excuse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. I am, too. Should be fun.
Oh, I think it will be.
Yeah, it will.
There'll be a lot of old bikes up there.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I really can't afford to buy anything since I bought this Miata. So it'll be fun to look.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
Definitely.
There's always, you know, stuff you hadn't ever seen before. And stuff you have seen before.
Stuff that we could have bought before, but we couldn't. Or our parents wouldn't let us have it or whatever. And, yeah, I know.
I'm sure they'll have some of the Kawasaki triples up there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep, should be fun, man.
And with some good old bikes back in the day.
Yep, I miss them. You know, I wish the Japanese would go ahead and invest the money in tune port or transfer port injection, two strokes, and get it over with. Because the Europeans are cleaning their clock in that technology right now.
Well, I guarantee you, they had things right back then. I mean, I'm not one of the... That triple, the bad thing about it, it used to vibrate pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
It would, I had a buddy who had a 350 triple, and he'd be riding along, all of a sudden he'd fall off, and, you know, you see him reach his hand under there and put his carburetor back on and, you know, take back off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's vibration, baby. Definitely. What else you got, Barry?
That's about it. I just listen to y'all. Everything is going on. I mean, it's been such a weird week. I had the flu all week, but you know, but sitting home listening to all that crap about Trump, you know, that's just it gets so old. You know, every day they just, you know, what else can we beat him up about?
Exactly. As long as you know what it's all about, that's all that matters.
Hmm.
You know, it's all a setup, trying to get rid of him so he doesn't let everybody know what they've been up to.
I don't understand how he holds his cool the way he does.
That's a whole other subject right there. It makes me wonder, too.
Yeah, because he knows a whole lot more than we do.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he knows that it's all just to come to a head, and if he can just hold out a little longer, we'll see. Well, let me let you go, Barry.
Like
I need to slide another call in before I hit this break.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Right.
See
Bye.
You. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Gotcha. I thought we were up against a hard break.
No, we're up against a light break, but I can override that. Go ahead. I'll do that just for you.
Aren't you sweet?
No.
Well, let me tell you, I first-time caller. Thank I you. Listen to you guys. It's usually in between going to my home and the grocery store, and I'm going to say this up front.
Sure.
And not to debate with you.
Okay.
But most of the stuff y'all talk about, I think, is a bunch of hooey, but I respect your right to say and believe what you believe.
I'm down with that. Thank you.
Lizard people, trails of something in the sky, all of that kind of stuff. I totally disagree with you. And I'm saying that to lend some authenticity to other people who aren't such conspiracy people. And I'm not, but I know my way around, and I've been around, and I've been in government politics for many decades.
Wow.
So I know what's going on.
Okay.
But I don't believe in all that. Anyway, lizard people, things in the sky, UFOs, I think is hokey. But, and I won't debate with you again, I respect you. But I just heard what you were talking about, and I want to lend some credence to other people that are listening.
Sure.
And this is firsthand.
Okay.
You were talking about spirit boards.
Yes.
And Ouija boards.
Yes.
Let me tell you one thing, my friends that are listening, and I know you gentlemen will agree with this. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe my mother and father are going to leave heaven to come back to 3809 Franklin Drive. It's just not going to happen.
Sure.
But I am a Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in God.
Amen.
And if I believe in God, I know that there is a fallen angel, not a God, not even a little g, but a fallen angel who's a big liar, who does everything he can to destroy us and pull us down into hell, into the absence of God.
Satan.
Because he knows he's a loser, and that's with a little S. That's
absolutely
Satan.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so we agree on that. And let me tell you, as a kid, I'm in my late 50s. As a kid, growing up in the 60s and the early 70s, we liked movies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we would race home to see Dark Shadows.
I remember that, yes.
We would came on at 3 o'clock right after school. We'd race home to see Dark Shadows. The Hammer films about vampires and witches.
Yeah.
A good, scary movie. I still like them. And then I saw a movie called The Exorcist, which I only saw once.
Same here. Scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, and I only saw it once. But that said, we had a room in my home called the Playroom, mm-hmm. and it was an unfinished room. It was mine, and it had just a floor of concrete. And we imitated things that we saw in these movies.
Sure.
We had seances.
Wow.
We used Ouija boards.
Mm-hmm.
We invoked things. I don't even want to say what, because every day I do a prayer, I not only praise God and thank him and tell me what to do, but I also renounce and denounce all the things I did in the past to evil ones. You know, we just did it as kids thinking it was fun, right? I mean, I didn't believe in any. I've always been a Christian my life, but it was in the movie, so we did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did those things and had a pentagram and put candles out and invoked these bad names
mm-hmm.
and asked for these bad things to come. You know, it's spend the night company, something to do before computers,
sure.
before cell phones. That said, we opened up a portal. I found out years later, my parents' house became unclean.
Wow.
Neighbors on either side of this house that we built saw things. We saw things. We heard things. And I'm Roman Catholic, and I, a few years ago, became friends with a priest
mm-hmm.
here in Montgomery who actually, among being a parish priest, you know, the Holy Eucharist and all that stuff, he also this falls under the Archbishop of Mobile
mm-hmm.
was an exorcist.
Wow.
Yeah, no, and we talked about it, and he has since retired. And the evil one, I'm not going to say the name of, you know, who. It's like that Lord Voldemort stuff, he whose name should not be spoken.
Sure.
But messed with his life, because, you know, the more Christian you get, the more the evil one wants to tear you down.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. So I later mentioned this to Father, I'll just call him Joe.
Sure.
And he said, oh, my goodness. He said, you know, we have that stuff happen all the time. I said, really?
Wow.
He said, I have to get the permission of the bishop. But once they passed these certain tests, for example, he had a seventh grade girl near Mobile who could speak ancient Greek and Latin.
Oh, wow.
Who had sounds coming out of her that were not human sounds, who had strength. All of these various things, you know, Aramaic, you know, uneducated people speaking ancient Greek and Latin. These things came out of her. They passed the test, and these people had to be exercised, and it sometimes took days, sometimes multiple things. It's like malaria, almost. You know, it can come back. It's a terrible thing. So I found that out, and then we talked about what happened to me as a child
mm-hmm.
and the things we did, and then I said, you know, the house became unclean.
Wow.
You know, we first joked about it, a tri-level home, and we would be in the den in the bottom part, wooden floors, and we would hear something go up the stairs
mm-hmm.
and go into what was then the guest bedroom. And we laughed and said, oh, there's Granddaddy visiting us. He just recently died. You know, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Well, that kept happening. And then we did our little seances and did our little stuff and asked for this booger man and that booger man to come, just like the movies.
Right.
You know, you can't even repeat that stuff. That's why I'm not saying it. You can't even repeat that stuff.
Oh, sure.
But anyway, things started happening. And I had, maybe it was a waking dream, I don't know, but I had one of those episodes several times.
where I'm frozen in my bed. I can't scream. I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And an entity comes in the room and gets close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a feeling of dread. You guys know what that is. I don't know what it's called. I don't keep up with that stuff.
Right.
But I'm telling this to people, and I'm telling it to you now to witness to people, not only the greatness and the glory of God and of Jesus Christ, but of the evil one. And if you do these things, there's no way a Ouija board will ever be in my house.
Amen.
No way. I can't watch The Exorcist. Not like a good werewolf in a vampire movie. I'm sorry.
Because they're campy.
You know?
They're campy. They're not realistic.
There's no such thing.
Right.
But there's no way I can ever watch The Exorcist again.
Same here.
Or one of those movies that will start doing unholy stuff and saying it aloud. I don't want that in my home because it's being heard
right.
by something, somewhere. Right. But so this thing showed up in my room several times. Another time, I had a waking dream that something was on top of me biting me. I woke up screaming, my parents' room right across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turned the light on, you know, as you do with a bad dream. Oh, thank goodness, that was just a dream. And I looked at myself, and I was covered in blood.
Oh, my God.
And I screamed, my mom and dad come in, grab me. My dad just tears my pajamas off and puts me in the shower. Nothing to be found anywhere. So perhaps my nose was bleeding, and in my sleep I tasted the blood and had this really incredibly crazy dream. But it makes you wonder again.
Uh-huh.
Things would fly off the wall. We would hear stuff. It got to the point when, after my father died, I moved my mother in with me.
Good.
So she wouldn't be in a nursing home, and we kept the home vacant for about 10 years until she died, and I've recently sold it. For the longest time, when it started getting dark, you would feel something. Maybe it's just our crazy imagination, but again, neighbors saw crazy things, like a tent appeared in the backyard, and silhouettes in the tent. There wasn't there. Things would fly off the wall, we'd hear steps. So I moved my mother in with me, and the home is alarmed. And I told you at the beginning, it all began with something from the middle part of the house walking up the stairs
right.
and going in what was the guest bedroom. Check this out, fellas. And check this out, people that mess around with this stuff. Please stop. The alarm, I move her in with me. The infrared alarm goes off about four different times before I got wise to what was happening. And was it a door? Was it a window? No. It was the infrared alarm on the upstairs hallway.
Oh, man.
And I would get a call about between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning, and that damn alarm is going off. And I'm like, what? And we're in Birmingham, and this is in another town about 60 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, no windows, no doors, no. And, you know, I drive over the next day and check it out. After about the third time, it goes in my mind, and I put it together. I go, my goodness. That's the same route that we always heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going right up that same stairwell, an infrared sensor by where that guest room is.
Yep.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There it is again. And so after that, I tell the alarm company, if that alarm in that sector goes off, don't call me anymore.
Yeah, dismiss
it. Now, if it's a door or a window, call me. But right. I figured out what was going on. Then we're moving stuff out of the house. And after my father died, and my mother and two aunts and a grown cousin are with me. And the doorbell just goes crazy. Okay. A lot of people would see the car and see my mother was back in town and want to go visit with her, right? You
wow.
know, understood.
Sure.
But then I went to the door, nobody there. It went to the door, nobody there. Finally, you know, it just went crazy. And I'm like, okay, I know what, you know, I dig what's going on. There's a fault in the doorbell sensor.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. So I said, my family in this town happens to be third generation electrical contractors, master electricians, grandfather, cousin, uncle, make a couple million bucks a year, right?
Wow.
You know,
okay.
Very successful.
Yeah.
So I call my uncle up and say, do me a favor. It looks like there's a short in the doorbell. Could you fix it for me, uncle?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, calls me by my name. because what are you talking about? You know that doorbell aggravated your father so much, my father had had Alzheimer's. So much that I disconnected the wiring to it.
Oh, my God.
I cut the wiring to it. It's not like the wire could go against it
right.
and make it go off. He said, you know, like a couple of inches, I cut it off and put a wire nut on the top of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So then after talking to my priest friend, and in my home here in Montgomery, I have there's an antique collection of them. You'd never know it unless people were wise. But in every room and in every entranceway, there's a crucifix. Some of them quite old, some quite beautiful, some plain. They've all been blessed. A prayer said over them, and they've all been blessed. As you walk in any door of my house, and they're in every room of my house. And also blessed incense and holy water. And so this house, which is an older house,
mm-hmm.
I made sure it was clean. We did the same thing with the home in my hometown. And after we did that, it didn't get so creepy. I mean, it was so creepy for a while. My sick mother, we happened to be in this town, 60 miles away from Birmingham, what a darling woman. Everything that emanated out of her was as Christ would say. When she died at UAB, six physicians in medical intensive care and four of the nurses that see death every day
mm-hmm.
came to the area she was in and asked if they could pray with me.
Wow.
You know, just an incredible woman. And, you know, they don't do that. That's really unusual. She's sweet, and she goes, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night. Rather than drive to Birmingham, why don't we just stay in our house? And she was so sweet. I said, okay, Mama. And as we got closer and closer to the house, I'm starting to kind of freak out inside, but I'm a big, tough guy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we pulled up into the driveway, and there's the house, and it's like staring me down. And I say to my sweet, darling mother, I go, baby, do you really believe all of that ghost stuff, all of the haunting stuff? And I say ghost, I say it literally, because I know it's demons
mm-hmm.
and things that work with the great liar,
right?
And evil spirits, that's what it is. And she goes, well, darling, I don't know what to say, but you know, I do. And then I said to her, I pray like a choir boy, but I cuss like a sailor sometimes. I said, then why in the hell are we going to spend the night here?
Right.
And she looked at me and laughed and said, you know, I think you're right. I said, let's drive the hour to Birmingham. And we did.
Good move.
But anyway, to the end of the story, after speaking with a priest friend of mine here, I brought all of that stuff over.
Yep.
And I had him bless the house that I bought, an old house in the old part of Montgomery.
Right.
And I brought, you know, holy water, holy incense. I even went to the fact that this home and the home in Anniston, getting him to bless a 50-pound bag of rock salt and poured it around the house.